Welcome to Upgrade Your Life. We're Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com.
When you gave us the story or shared with us what happened when the fight broke out with the question you asked about your dinner and all that good stuff, and then how your aunt and uncle showed
up, Lord,
Dexter, I was like, wait a minute, why you leave that? We won't finish with that.
Let's circle back to it real quick.
I was like, hold on, I need some closure.
So let me tell you what happened. So
well, you're sitting here with me, so I know the closure, right. But you get my point. Well, yeah. I'm like, how did you come out of that?
I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys remember, but you could have a rental car delivered to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I worked for a rental car company where we would deliver rental cars for like insurance replacement, stuff like that.
Right.
So you'd be in the car all day. So I'm in the car all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, what's wrong with this woman? I can't, you know. I'm like, Lord, oh my God, what did I do? Did I make a mistake? I mean, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, I'm embarrassed. You know, we got into an altercation. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because it was your auntie and uncle.
It was my aunt and uncle. Okay. They came by the house. I mean, they stayed for like 5 minutes. Because they sensed the atmosphere.
You could sense it.
It was so thick. They was like, okay, well, we'll see you later. It was like, okay, bye.
and that was wisdom on their behalf.
Now, that's interesting. I'm glad I asked, because I was thinking that they sat y'all down and there was some talking from them.
No.
Oh, my God. They left.
LaShawn was like, quiet. I'm trying to force conversation. They knew something was wrong. They was like, we'll see y'all later.
And they know that's not me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see y'all later. Right. Like, bye. So I'm complaining to the Lord. I mean, about my wife.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, she don't cook. She don't clean. She don't wash clothes. And he said, it's clear as day. He said, you're going to do it my way or you're going to do it your way.
Mm.
I'm the one at fault?
Right.
He said, you're going to do it my way or your way. And he showed me the path. He said, if you do it your way, it's going to look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to argue,
mm-hmm.
continue to fight. And basically because of me being hard-headed and stubborn.
Right.
And we ended up in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Then he showed me doing it his way. We still argued.
Mm-hmm.
We still fought. But in the end, we were still together.
Okay.
And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it your way. I was like, Lord Jesus. So I came home to her. I came home.
Oh,
and I said, look, I'm going to change. I said, it's not going to be overnight. So don't expect, mm-hmm. you know, wave a magic wand and I'm changing.
Right.
I said, I'm going to change. I said, it ain't going to be an overnight change, but I'm going to be a different man. Right. Basically what I said. Ask her the last time she's vacuumed. She's washed clothes. She's, she does dishes though. Vacuum, washed clothes, mopped.
I do cook.
She does cook more now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the things that I was complaining about, the Lord was like, why don't you do it?
Wow.
You complain about her. You can do it. You can pick it up, put it in the dryer. You can vacuum. You can mop. You can do all those things.
Right.
He said, so why are you complaining about something about her that you can do?
Mm.
And so I just started doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
And he does a great job.
So that's how that ended up. The Lord, I ended up getting rebuked by the Lord for not listening.
Okay.
Yep. For being hard-headed.
Who does that help right now?
Yeah.
You know, seriously, who does that help right now?
Wow. Yeah. You guys are helping a lot of people right now. Yeah. That's what
Praise
it is.
God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah.
So that's how that ended, Tanya. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
wonderful. So,
Wow.
It's a conversation with the Lord.
Yeah. I mean, he showed me. He was like, you're going to do it your way or my way. I was like, I don't want to change. In my mind, I was like, I don't want to change. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with me.
Right.
You know, I was a lot wrong. But you know what? I see so many brothers, right, that feel like there's nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
That their behavior is okay. And they're literally destroying their marriages by just hardening their hearts, resisting any type of correction, any type of change. You know, for me, like, we had another situation. Remember the situation where I laid hands on your forehead?
Oh, yeah.
And you threatened to kill me?
I sure did.
Oh, boy.
So this, this is 15.
Part three, part four, part five.
This is 15, 20 years later.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
So we're out of the apartment. We're in the house we're living in
all
now.
All five children are here.
All five children. Yeah. I think two were in college at the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
And my daughter was in our bathroom, and I was talking to LaShawna, man. She was mocking me in front of, you know, I felt like she was mocking me in front of my daughter.
Right.
I just lost it. And I'm coming to her, and I was like, and then I knew I couldn't hit her. I was like, I just popped the head
sure.
I just popped the head like
and
this.
And he literally did like that. Yeah. Okay. The listeners, you have to see the face. Distorted face right now, where you just like balled up mouth and that claw hand coming for your forehead. What does that look like to you?
Oh,
okay.
My God. And my daughter said, "Mama, did he hit you?" She said, "If he did, one of us would be dead." That's what my wife said.
Right, right.
So I said, "Oh Lord, I ain't sleeping in the bed tonight."
I value my life.
But this is how the Lord works. So at the time, we had this couple that was renting a house from us. They were older couple, pastors, and man, a lot of wisdom.
Renting our first house.
Our first house from us at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, just really good people. I mean, so he came by to drop off the rent. And I was like, man, I got to, you know, because I'm at the point now. I'm like, I've done something wrong. I need to talk to somebody about it.
Right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And he was like right there. I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Let me tell you what happened. You know, I need to confess my faults.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling him what happened. And he was like, okay. I said, well, can we get together with you and your wife? He was like, yeah. So was it that Saturday?
I think so.
Then, like, the next day or 2 days later, we met them for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them what happened. I'm confessing my faults. I'm like, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't allow my anger to take me there. Because, see, here's the thing. If I'm going to change, right, if repentance means to do a 180-degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that's identified in my life,
right,
then I'm going to show her that I'm sincere about my transformation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I set up the meeting.
He did.
I set up the meeting. I talked to the pastor. Mm-hmm. I did all of that. I said, we're going to talk to him. We're going to get this thing straight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm talking to the pastor. And what did the wife tell you about the word curse?
Oh, what I had released.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had released a word curse.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, our daughter was in the bathroom with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she said, Mama, did he hit you? And I said, no, because if he had, one of us would be dead.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I released that word. And what happened as a subsequence is my daughter, who's the only girl with four brothers,
mm-hmm.
you know how kids can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were at it. And I heard her say, I'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what
right.
did she yeah. say?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was like, uh-uh.
Right.
Yeah,
and that thing shook me so bad.
Wow.
And that speaks to what influence we have on our children.
Yeah.
Very much right? so. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, what they say, because
thank
that's not
that.
Even the kind of household that we
right.
raised
right.
them.
Right. Yeah.
We raised them in. And this was just isolated. I would have never thought this would have happened.
Right.
It
right.
just it was just when pride gets in the way
mm-hmm.
and when you it's allow anger to grow and whatever, and I shouldn't have mocked. I knew I was pushing a button when I said what I said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that comes out now?
That's good.
That's the first time I heard it. No,
well, we haven't been with the upgraders all this time.
We're being upgraded. That's good.
No, that's amazing.
But you learn things along the way. And I was wrong for that because I knew that I had pushed a button. Mm-hmm. You know, and
But what I had released are my words, and your words have power. Life and death lie where?
In the tongue.
Wow. In the power.
The power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. The tongue. And so that power that was released was deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to repent and turn away from that.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that she corrected me.
The pastor's wife did.
She told me. Yeah. She said, you did this. You released this. And so we repented, and then we went to the children.
We met with the kids.
And apologized for what had happened.
What happened, yeah.
And explained
And the word curse and everything.
And broke all the bread. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's this, and what you're describing for all of us, that's growth. That's spiritual maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's personal responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes any relationship work. I have my part to play. You have your part to play in it. You know, as friends, I would have my part to play with you, me. That's the thing that people really need to realize. Oftentimes we look for other people to do what they need to do for me. But you really need to do what you need to do for yourself. And other people will reap the benefits of that transformation.
That's exactly right.
That's and time. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Because when we come for Judgment Day, I can't come to him and tell him what you did and said to me. He's going to talk to me about how I responded,
how
what I've done.
Yeah.
I can't say, well, because that don't matter.
This woman that you gave me, no. Mm-mm.
That don't matter.
That ain't gonna work. Adam's excuse.
But she the one brought me to Alpha. That what I tell you.
And see, from the beginning, he taught
what I tell
us.
You.
From
the beginning.
He taught us.
Come on, sis.
Yes, he did.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
That
is so good.
Ain't he wonderful?
So
good.
This is really good.
That was a defining moment. That was another defining moment.
Oh, we
for
have
us.
So many.
Yeah, that was, I mean, because I realized. Like, when you make those type of mistakes, right, as a husband, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up, I guess, and we're so insecure as husbands that we have, well, I'm the head.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't have to announce that.
And that automatically means you're insecure.
If you got to say it.
I'm the head of this house.
Do you believe yourself?
But do you? Well, let me say this: if you're the head of the house, does your character show that?
Right, right. That's good.
Are you? Do you admit when you're wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Do you confess your faults to your wife?
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, if you hiding and shucking and jiving and all this, man, you. I mean, it's time to repent. Mm-hmm. Basically, as a husband, I mean, it's time out, man, for all of this stuff. Because eventually, I got friends, man, that was so. Refuse to change, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of them died lonely.
Wow, yeah.
You know, you're by yourself. Yeah. You know, you're not with your family. You're not with your children. I mean, and that's not the will of God. All you had to do was acknowledge your fault, man. Mm-hmm. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Good.
I mean, but anyway.
And
that's
a lot of that comes from hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hurt people do what?
Hurt people.
Hurt people hurt people. Yeah.
And so these behaviors that we've learned from the hurt that we've endured, sometimes it becomes a cycle that we don't let ourselves out of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we won't get the healing we need so that we can give healing to others. We just start to spill that over on the others, and that cycle continues,
That is good. That is good. So, you know, y'all, this has been amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think what we'll do is we'll come back. What do you think?
We have to.
Yeah, we got to come back for a part two.
Because it's clear we have 37 years.
Yeah.
Truly of massive wisdom. And I know just from conversations with you guys in the past, I know that there have been many couples to come and pretty much sit with you, you know, for you to give coaching to, for you to be able to just give them consultation and so forth, just to help them to have a strong, healthy marriage. So there's so much more to get from you, and we want to do this. And this is something that's really important to us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming up now on 23 years.
Hey!
23.
What y'all gonna do for 25, man?
I don't know.
Celebration
we'll
or something.
Out. Yeah,
that sounds. You know what?
Out.
I hadn't really thought about that, but thank you for that nugget.
Yeah.
We'll do something, right?
We'll do something.
Yeah.
So I want to keep this going, you know?
Absolutely.
And I know the thing that is really precious to me is a lot of people would talk to us about marriage, though we wouldn't talk about it, but it's what they would see.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just want to know, how do you guys do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for you. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait for you guys to share even more with us. We got to hear more from you.
We absolutely do.
We got stories.
It's great. Avery and LaShawn, thank you for being on The Upgrade with Dexter and Dr. Tanya. And if you're listening to whatever platform or watching us on whatever platform you're watching us on, thank you for being here. A salute to Avery and LaShawn Wilson. We'll be back with more information that they're going to use to change your life. We are Dexter and Dr. Tanya. We may not know you,
but we know what's in you.
See you next time. The Upgrade.